Security is expected to be tight today at the federal courthouse in Buffalo, where six men accused of providing support to the Al-Qaeda terrorist group will appear before a judge. Federal authorities say the men were part of an alleged terrorist cell operating from Lackawanna, a suburb of Buffalo, and had been under surveillance for more than a year. The FBI is still searching for two other suspects. From Buffalo, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Today's hearing is to determine whether the six men should be held without bail. Federal prosecutors will argue that the suspects are considered a flight risk and a danger to the community because it's alleged the men received training at an Al-Qaeda terrorist camp in Afghanistan. Authorities say one suspect, Mukhtar al-Bakri, was planning to blow up a naval base in Bahrain. His lawyer, John Malloy, says al-Bakri was stunned when he heard the charges.
He was totally surprised, made me repeat it. And then he said it to himself a few times, and then he started to cry.
Malloy worries the defendants won't be given a fair trial because of their ethnicity, the media coverage, and because the arrest came right after the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Malloy says he suspects the case will also be shrouded in secrecy.
I believe it will be as we get more and more into this. My recollection of the John Walker Lind case, and I'm not comparing him to these fellas by any stretch, they were reluctant to turn anything over to his attorneys on grounds of national security.
That may be because federal authorities haven't wrapped up their investigation yet. There are at least two other men still at large that authorities say are involved in the alleged terrorist cell. The FBI says it believes the suspects are in Yemen. Paul Moskal, the FBI's chief counsel in the Buffalo office, says according to the criminal complaints, the two men had received more training at the Al-Qaeda camp than the six men already in custody.
Based simply on that complaint that we've all read, it seems to me that those two individuals occupy positions of greater importance in that group of eight.
Moskal says there are more fundamental questions that still have to be answered in this case, such as where did the men get the money to travel? Most of them were broke or in debt. And Moskal says how the suspects were recruited.
It's incumbent upon the FBI to make those determinations, to go back and find out who went where and why, not only for this case in particular, but to ascertain if there's patterns to prevent future terrorist acts.
The federal prosecutor is expected to quickly seek an indictment against the suspects. The six have all pleaded not guilty. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Buffalo.